I'm Chris Lane. I'm a partner at Davis Graham in Colorado. I do a lot of renewable energy real estate work in Colorado and all over the West. And I'm pleased to introduce you to Katie Coleman, who is the managing partner of O'Melveny & Myers right here in Austin, Texas. And she's going to go ahead and give you the Texas regulatory update. So with that, thank you, Katie.
Thank you. I'm going to cover a bunch of different topics. And so if you have questions, it might be best to ask them as we go, just because by the time we get to the end, we'll be on a completely different set of issues. So I'm Katie Coleman. I am an electricity lawyer. I do all varieties of electricity. But in this space, I'm perhaps best known for representing large users on policy issues, including these issues. And so I tend to be involved in pretty much every aspect of the Texas regulatory environment. So I wanted to start off with probably what was the hottest topic of the last year, 2 years in Texas, which was a topic of great interest to people in the renewable space. As many of you know, and maybe some of you don't, Texas is one of the only markets that does not have a capacity market. And over the years, there have been various efforts to introduce some type of capacity market. They have never succeeded. It's never been implemented here, but the most recent one was something called the performance credit mechanism. What I think was different about this proposal as compared to things that we've seen in the past and in other jurisdictions is that this was really a backward-looking capacity market. And in Texas, historically, when we've had conversations about capacity markets, it's something that people who would receive the payments are really advocating for, and then you've got consumers like my clients opposing it. This was a different dynamic because this proposal was something that the chairman of the Public Utility Commission was really supporting, as well as the governor, as well as ERCOT. So there was kind of a lot of political support for this, more so than what we've seen in the past. Consumers were concerned about the cost, as they always were with capacity markets, but I think with respect to renewables, there was definitely a concern that this proposal was going to take a lot of money out of the energy market that you can compete for regardless of technology type, and put it into side payments that were going to be designed to sort of disproportionately advantage dispatchable generation, thermal generation. So this is something that the renewable community was very concerned about here in Texas, and you had sort of an alliance of consumers, small retail providers, and renewable generation developers and owners who had concerns about this proposal. There were a wide range of estimated impacts of this. Some of the cost estimates said that this would only add another $400 million a year on average in payments to dispatchable generation. Others had estimates saying that this could take $25 billion out of the market and basically move the vast majority of revenues out of the energy market and into this construct. I've got some references here that you guys could look at if you're not familiar with this construct that kind of explain what it is and the history of how the PUC endorsed it. But what ended up ultimately happening is this got teed up at the legislature. And I mentioned that the governor and ERCOT and the Public Utility Commission really were supporting this mechanism. The legislature did not. They had a lot of concerns about it, particularly the cost. And so what they ended up doing is passing a bill. It was part of the Public Utility Commission's sunset bill that imposed a $1 billion cap on the costs of this program. It was actually a $1 billion net cost cap, and what that meant was not clear to anyone, including the people that wrote this bill. And so everybody anticipated that after the session, there was going to be a discussion, well, what does the net cost cap mean? Proponents of the PCM wanted it to be an adjustment for purported energy savings. So if you could show that the PCM had saved customers, $2 billion in energy, you could increase this annual cost cap so that the cost of this program could be $3 billion a year. So that got a lot of debate. And what ultimately ended up happening is the commission decided that trying to do a counterfactual and assume what savings